Hey everybody, welcome to 2025, a wonderful year that I can only assume is gonna get better.
Yes.
I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
So Base Speculation is a beautiful show where we have a look at some trailers and we ponder it. Mm-hmm. And we go like, boys, what did we think about, say, the Superman film that's coming out this year?
Yeah. That's pretty close to the normal
intro. It's intro? Close enough.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey, what do we think is going to happen in Superman?
Yeah, there it is.
Wonderful place.
Yeah.
That is really easy to get excited about movies right now.
So excited. Going outside into the world.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's time for a little ray of hope.
You know, that's what the S stands for.
I thought it was snake.
It stands for Superman.
What?
Well, it depends on who you ask.
Yeah, that's true.
So Zack Snyder's Man of Steel is no longer canon because James Gunn's Superman is the new Superman.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely.
David Corn Sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Great name.
Great, incredible name.
Corn Sweat sounds like a
Corn Sweat?
Mm-hmm. David Corn Sweat.
Corn Sweat. Well,
he's
like
the brand new Superman.
Corn Sweat. That rolls off the tongue.
Yeah. And this is the first.
It sounds like a brand of deodorant. Yes. I like that.
Yeah, me too. Let's come up with a fake brand of deodorant each.
Okay.
Is this a fun use of our time?
Yeah.
Okay, fake branded deodorant. Can you give me some parameters? Can
I'm
you give
saying,
me some like?
Can
you
give me
you
some,
want
like,
it to sound real?
Yeah,
I know.
No.
Like, as in, am I advertising it for man? Am I
it's up to you. It's
for,
your
like,
choice. It's
also,
Amethyst Delight. Well,
Jackson's huge hesitation on wanting to sound real means that Jackson has one that's just
well,
going to be like dog's nuts.
My first thought was man mist, but maybe that's not real enough. You know?
Okay. Oh, could I do? Okay, Kum, but like it's like a C, a U with an umlaut and
okay.
An M. So we're trying to like get into like a horny brain.
Oh, okay. So I want to spray. I want to make. Does it smell like cum?
No, it smells like the flowers that smell like cum.
Smart idea.
It's crazy.
You need that plausible deniability.
It's crazy.
Plausible deniability, dude. You're
what
called
if anybody's
cum.
Like, excuse me, did you make a cum based deodorant?
No,
you
it's called cum.
Like,
what the U has
say?
An umlaut.
Yeah, that's
because,
my surname.
Like, yeah, it's like it's all like I'm imagining the logo, very, very straight edges.
Yeah.
It's like you know, like the sharp, like two right angles for the C, like you know, the U. Like all, like the U looks like a really fucked up smiley face.
Is this advertised? Is this a man's deodorant, a woman's deodorant? General, you know, all genders.
Do like cum for ladies and cum for men.
Cum and then cum for ladies. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I love that. I think that's really good.
You happy with man mist? Do you want to have another crack?
Mist man.
Okay. And I'm calling mine John. Anyway,
okay.
Superman.
Yeah.
David Corn Sweat. Mm. He's the new Superman. All of the internet groups that love Zack Snyder's films.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm very vocal about how this movie's going to bomb and how Snyder is God or whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
They're
absolutely.
Still going around.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh, louder
I
than
thought
ever.
They would have stopped. You
well, because, no. They're louder than ever because Hollywood's woke and Zack Snyder's not.
Right. But I thought Mario was successful because it was not woke. Or was it woke enough?
It's honestly hard to say if Mario's
dude,
woke or
the
if
fucking
he isn't.
World
Mario's
is on
dark woke,
fire.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
But the internet still does, apparently.
Yeah.
Anyway. Superman trailer, the movie comes out in July, I think, around then. We've had a full-length trailer drop and then, like, a TV spot.
Yeah.
The TV spot got bullied online because Superman looks fucked up flying.
They keep doing that angle when a superhero flies where it's, like, the camera's positioned directly on their face.
It's like they're wearing a GoPro.
Yeah, I don't really know why they keep going for that angle.
Is it because...
I'm guessing it's to show how fast they're flying.
Yeah, I suppose. Because Black Adam had it. Guardians of the Galaxy 3 had
James
it.
James Gunn also.
Yeah.
Adam Warlock?
Yeah. That's the Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Who else? There's two other people that did it as well. Shazam, I think, has it. And Aquaman.
Yeah.
So they've done it. It's a popular angle for some reason.
I guess is it because they want to, like, well, we've paid for Corin Sweat.
Yeah.
We want to see his beautiful face.
Yeah.
And Superman does a lot of flying. So we need to look at his face when he's flying. Kind of similar to when they got like Robert Downey Jr. for Iron Man.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
we paid for Iron. Like,
so he's
got
to have that
Danny
visor
Jr.
up
so,
as much as possible. So
or we need to be able to cut away.
Oh, so they do the inside.
Yeah, so we need to be able to see
angle,
that beautiful
yeah.
face that we've paid a lot of money for.
Mate, I guess so. So.
I don't know if you've had to pay that much money for David Corn
Sweat. I'm guessing for the others, but this is kind of, you know.
Now it's become just industry standard
yeah,
to have the very
yeah.
funny camera
it's
angle.
It's like this visual language of superhero flying is now this. Kind of how we have, oh, you know, we've got the superhero pose?
Yeah.
We've got the superhero
flying pose. And it's locked in, apparently. So there's a couple of things about this movie that are interesting, I think, compared to a lot of other superhero films, especially considering that this one is, I think, either the first live action or one of the first live action movies in the DCU.
It's the first.
It's the first?
It's
well, there
the
you go.
Second property, Creature
After
Commanders,
Creature Commanders,
is the
yeah.
first,
oh, yes.
which...
A massive hit that everyone's seen?
People, I hear it's really good.
People talk...
That's not what I said.
I've seen...
Fair go.
I've seen clips.
Yes, yeah, I too have seen clips.
I have not seen
clips. Are posted.
It's very violent.
Yeah.
It okay. feels like James Gunn made it, which... He did?
I think so. Yeah, it,
I'm
it
pretty
feels
sure he
like
wrote it.
You can see the DNA in a lot of these. I think in the Harley Quinn TV show, it's the same. There's like the DNA of the Venture Brothers in there. But because I think there's always this weird block where, you know, because it can't be a parody of itself, I don't know, somehow it kind of... Anyway, yeah. but I hear it's really good. I hear Creature Commanders is really good. Yeah. I hear it's really interesting.
I do want to watch it. It generally does, like, from the premise, sound really good.
I think it's
just, I
you don't have
where
time.
Am I watching? I don't know. A, don't have time. B, where am I watching it? HBO,
HBO
sorry,
Max,
sorry,
baby.
Or Max now?
Yeah, Max. It's on Max.
Which is
yeah.
coming to Australia.
On?
Very soon. Oh. I don't know the exact date. And I also don't know if I mean, I didn't sign an NDA, but I don't know if I know because someone broke an NDA. So if you're not meant to know that yet, listeners, don't worry about it.
Forget it.
But so Max is coming to Australia.
Oh, Max is coming. Oh, so it's not going to be repurposed on Foxtel?
So Binge currently.
Binge. Yeah.
Foxtel, which is owned by Rupert Murdoch.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. 100%.
Famous scumbag.
Famous scumbag.
A man whomst I will celebrate the death of one day.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be soon.
Yeah.
It's got to be soon.
You would really hope.
I mean, the man has a heart that's like several decades younger than him.
Yeah, doesn't he have a child's heart inside him? Tell you what, though, if you became a billionaire, you'd be putting a kid's heart in you. You know, in a way, I get it.
I just hope that he lives long enough to destroy his relationship with his children so that whoever takes over does it Inception style and dismantles his entire company.
Hasn't he already?
Rupert Murdoch looks so funny, dude. It looks like he's made of Play-Doh.
Yeah, and like he's like a Play-Doh man that shit his pants.
Yeah. Hasn't he already?
He's 93 years old.
Damn.
He was born in 1931.
Damn. Well, Succession's about that.
Yeah.
Because, hasn't he already, like,
I think he
doesn't have some good relationships with his kids?
Yeah, but I think one of his kids wants to suck off his own dad real bad.
Yeah.
Scott, his name might be.
Scott Murdoch.
Anyway, whoever the Murdoch that the company's being sent to.
Lockie?
Lockie Murdoch?
Or is Lockie the other kid?
Lachlan? I trust
Murdoch,
a man named Lockie. I'll tell you.
I don't know.
Why.
I do not trust a man named Lockie.
I trust a Lockie more than a Lachlan.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Lockie's a friend.
Yeah, Lockie seems
Lachlan,
like a nice guy.
Yeah, Lachlan is my Lachlan is my soon-to-be ex-wife's lawyer, and I am fucked. Yes. I'm like, you got Lachlan?
I think Lachlan's, soon-to-be ex-wife's lawyer, or the guy at a family gathering or like a big party where you don't know many kids that you have to hang out with.
Yeah.
Hey, you're like, Mom, are there going to be other kids? And she's like, Lachlan will be there. Yeah. And you're like, oh, fuck my life.
Yeah, Lachlan, and when he hits the age of, I want to say like 19 onward, I cannot see him not in a suit.
Yes,
He's always wearing, I would say like, it's a blue one.
Yeah. Even when you're like, he's like 14, he's like, I'm going to work in finance.
Yeah, he's like, he's got a big heart on for business.
Yeah,
anyway.
And you're like, this stinks.
Yeah, I hate Lachlan so much.
He played
my G.I. Joes, yeah?
Yeah.
So as of September 2024, the Murdoch family is involved in a court case in the U.S. in which Prudence and her half-siblings, James and Elizabeth, are challenging her father's bid to amend the family trust to ensure that his elder son, Lachlan, retains control of the News Corp and Fox Corp.
Okay.
Rather than benefiting all six of his children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Lachlan's getting it. So, Lachlan's the one who wants to suck off his own dad.
Yeah,
and probably
Fox
Corp.
That's a classic Lachlan move. Not a Lockie move.
No.
Yeah, Lockie wouldn't be doing that, but Lachlan, big time. Yeah. Anyway, what makes this interesting as a superhero film, I think, is that it's taking place in a superhero setting that already has a lot. It's very pre-established. Like, you know, Iron Man or whatever was like, basically, there's no superheroes until there's Iron Man, and then retroactively they were like, oh, well, actually, Thor was here all the whole time. Yeah. Ant-Man fought in Vietnam or whatever. But with this one, they're like, hey, there's already a bunch of guys. It's the DC universe. We're just diving in. And it's also a soft reboot, allegedly,
You are seeing, I mean, this is where I guess Marvel is falling in and of itself a little bit, which is very funny because it kind of did the same thing that comics did, which is like, oh, no, we're so convoluted and so up ourselves.
Too many guys.
Because, it, you know, it comes to this point. You're like, well, if there's this world-ending problem, why isn't a bunch of, like, lads that we have established are here, which is, the, you know, it's, so they have, like, quickly reboot. So I think, like, it's launching into a pre-established universe. It's kind of being clever because it gets rid of that kind of, you know, okay, what happens if Iron Man today was, like, in the real world?
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, cool, the implications of that, maybe. But then also now a Thor. And also now we have spy programs run by a secret Russian helicopter.
Yeah, I will say, though, that that means from the get-go, super the new DCU, DC Gods and Monsters Chapter 1. Starts with the immediate problem of, okay, in the Superman movie, there is a whole team of superheroes.
Yes.
Anything happens in this DC, like, it means that they've got the, because at least with Marvel, they slowly built the team and then they have the thing of like, well, it's not an Avengers level threat. Guy Gardner, why the fuck aren't you helping Superman in the future? Or Batman when he comes into it? Or Supergirl is the next
that's
guy?
That's the next one, I think. Supergirl in the World of Tomorrow or whatever.
Well, but that's not set on Earth, so that's smart.
I'm guessing Guy Gardner because he's probably he's like an arrogant piece of shit.
He'll die.
He won't die. You don't kill off Guy Gardner, but you do kill off Nathan Fillion. Fair point.
Turned around.
Yes. But he's such a good piece of shit.
You
love to hate him.
Well, he's one
of the best haircuts.
We are getting a Green Lantern TV show,
That's Lantern Corps.
Lantern Corps, which is meant to be True Detective, but Green Lantern.
Is that going to be set on Earth as well, or is that going to be set...
I don't know, I don't think anyone knows, but Guy Gardner isn't one of the Lanterns.
Then remember, I forget what it is called. Maybe it's called Far Sector? Which was about...
Farscape?
Like, nope, Far Sector. Which was a lantern in a far-off off-universe or whatever, and she was, like, doing detective biz, and everyone was like, this is a really cool, like, story. I never read it.
No.
Unfortunately, I'm just not a DC head.
I used to be, but I just haven't read any DC comics in a very long time.
Dude, what was the last comic you read full stop?
I read a... There's a new Hellboy comic I read. In fact, I read Bowling for Corpses, which is Mike Mignola's brand new universe that he's making.
Was it good?
It's like a fantasy series.
Was it good?
Didn't turn me on as much. Yeah.
Fair enough.
But so Far Sector was very much like, oh, it's like a murder mystery, but like a lantern...
I'm sure they'll draw inspiration.
And that sounds really
kind of
cool.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they're going to do something like that. But who knows? Because they've got so much to choose from.
Well, I think even, like, I don't think it's a guaranteed, like, good decision to set it in an already established universe, but it's different. So, like, I'm like, well, you're going to encounter different problems. You know what
I
mean?
I'm ready
for those different problems 100%. As opposed to the sort of traditional DC problems.
You know, Superman, to me, is like a big kind of, like, depending how you're doing it, like, Superman can be a very big, like, game changer for a whole world. Lex's whole deal to be like,
he's
changing everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the idea of like, okay, well, it's already pre-established. We've got stuff happening. We kind of got over that little speed hump over there, so it doesn't matter. And now we can just kind of like figure out.
Play around in the universe, establish relationships.
And I can maybe make my own head canon up to catch up to speed.
Yeah.
And hopefully they're not going to just like hit us over the head of like, you know, this is Hawk Girl.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, she has the souls of her enemies in her wings. Like, I hope we don't get that level of like.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think it's more intriguing to watch a movie. I mean, maybe. I don't know. Where they don't explain any backstory, but if it becomes relevant, they, you know, they sort of act as though you already have the knowledge.
Well,
so they don't, like, dedicate time to explaining it so that you're like, well, that's an interesting little tidbit about Hawk Girl. I hope we, like, you know, where's Hawkman or whatever? Maybe he's in this. I don't know. But then it's like, oh, maybe we'll get a Hawkman, Hawk Girl movie. I don't know. Really care about that.
Me neither, but maybe they'll be really good in this film.
Yeah.
So, one thing, and I think we've done this on the show before,
there's
a lot of guys in this movie.
Oh,
but also, most movies have a lot of guys.
Yes, absolutely.
Just by having a guy in a movie doesn't mean you need to do jack shit with him. He can just simply be a guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Hawk Girl can be a guy. The only problem that brings back to, I guess, what I was saying before, of their, like, it kind of breaks immersion when it's like, oh, Doomsday's tore a hole through the center of the earth and Hawk Girl isn't around.
But I suppose in a comic book that happens all the time.
Yeah.
So you just got to kind of like, I guess that's the weird, you just accept that, I don't know, Hawkgirl's doing some Hawkgirl shit.
Yeah, that's fair enough. She's on her Hawkgirl shit.
Yeah, yeah. Something I wonder about is that this movie's introduced a lot of characters that is in the superhero team, the Terrifics. Do you remember the Terrifics?
The Authority is in this movie.
Yeah. The Terrifics being Mr. Terrific, Metamorpho, Plastic Man, and some invisible girl from space.
Okay.
Though I don't think Plastic Man's in this. Is that a plan? It's just funny to have... Maybe Mr. Terrific's in the Authority as well. I don't know. I like Mr. Terrific. He's one of my favorite DC characters.
These are the guys that have been cast in this movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Superman, Lois Lane, Lex Luthor, Mr. Terrific, Metamorpho, Green Lantern, Guy Gardner, Green Lantern, Hawk Girl, Jimmy Olsen.
Superman's best friend.
The Engineer, Perry White, Jonathan Kent, Ma Kent. We've got Rick Flagg Sr.
Oh, yeah.
Supergirl.
Oh, yeah.
Maxwell Lord.
Maxwell Lord's Wonder Woman villain, yeah.
Well, he's in a famous Wonder Woman arc where Wonder Woman kills him.
On live TV.
Okay. Was Maxwell Lord who Pedro Pascal
I think so,
was?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And he's now being played... Yeah, no. It's Sean Gunn now.
Okay.
Nepotism or whatever.
It makes me sick, dude. Are we excited for this movie?
Yeah, me too. Energy's a bit low, but like, hey, it's hot and I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited.
Very curious. I like Superman comics. So this movie should be for me.
Yeah.
And the fact I'm not excited by the trailer does worry me.
But also,
there's no issues with the trailer. So like, I'm like, what the fuck have they done?
I think I've said it before. I have faith in Gunn.
Yeah.
Guy, he makes good movies. And like, if he's helming this whole kind of thing, I'm like, hell yeah. I really love his Suicide Squad. I think that's like, to me, one of the better superhero films. That was sort of come out in the last, decade or so. I think it's just, he's a good filmmaker. And if it's him being like, I have this vision for this, and I understand, yes, he did come out on camera and was like, The Flash is a good movie. And he also went out on camera and being like, Blue Beetle, it's also a
great movie.
Blue Beetle's biggest crime is that no one remembers anything about that movie because it's got a built-in Men in Black scene at the end where it neuralizes you.
I still think it's a fake movie.
Yeah, what happened in that movie?
He got Blue Beetle powers and beat the shit out of a red Blue Beetle.
Sure. Yeah.
I think.
Maybe.
And then his family love him.
There's an evil woman in it.
Maybe. Susan Sarandon.
Well, the problem is that I think Blue Beetle has a very similar vibe and plot to Ms. Marvel. Where it's like, gets powers, protect family, but the family are like a quirky group of characters.
That's right.
And they all like, and like, it's not like a city, unless I'm misremembering, but I feel it's like, it's a big, big disastrous event, but it's not like in a city center, it's in the suburbs.
Okay. Well, again, Gunn went out and said, like, these movies are good, but he kind of has to at that point.
Yeah.
And it's like, absolutely. I don't hold, like, people shouldn't really hold that against him because he's got to toe that company line.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise said it too, and I'm still excited for Mission Impossible The Final Reckoning.
So did Stephen King, dude, for some reason.
Yeah, and
don't know why that happened, but he did tweet about how good The Flash was.
Yeah.
He didn't see The Flash.
No, I don't think Tom Cruise did either.
No, are you kidding me?
I don't
think
James Gunn did.
No. So, him being like helming it, and like he is a very good storyteller, and like sure, Kevin Feige helming the MCU, like he was a very good producer of that. Like I don't know if Kevin Feige grew up with like, I'm going to be a storyteller, I'm going to tell these massive stories, or I'm going to, like, you know, I don't know if he was a writer or a director. I don't think
Kevin Feige's background. That's one thing I've never actually.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure he was just a
just a guy that was around.
Just a producer. Like, he managed to really kind of like put all the pieces together. Whereas James Gunn is a storyteller. So I'm like, oh, I'm very, very curious what he's going to be showing us.
Sure.
And I have faith in his decision making of like, oh, I'm going to choose this person to tell this story, this person to tell this story, this person to tell this story. And I'm hoping that he's got like, you know, I hope he's got his fingers in all them pies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kevin Feige's story is annoying because it's like a nerd's wet dream. You know how like people like, if I say the right things, this person's going to think I'm so fucking cool. So he was an assistant to an executive producer.
That's right.
On Volcano and You've Got Mail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he was meant to have the same role again on the first X-Men movie, but Avi Arad promoted him because he knew so much about the Marvel universe.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I was reading that on the in the MCU book, and like he was being like, Wolverine's hair, make it bigger.
That's
and
so
like,
funny.
Yeah. So again, his background isn't in like, you know, screenwriting or storytelling. Like James Gunn isn't. So this again, I'm very excited for it. I understand that.
And
it
also,
looks
James Gunn wrote awesome stuff early in his career. Yeah. Promo stuff.
Yeah.
They're the pinnacle of storytelling.
Super. Yeah. What a time.
That's like mid-career James Gunn. Sliver.
Mm. Oh, that's right. He did do Sliver.
So I understand.
He wrote that fucking superhero movie that people stopped talking about for a million years, but then I feel like it's popped back up again, but he didn't direct it. Fuck, what's it called? Help me. It's like from 1999.
Dark Man?
No, that's the wrong nerd guy. You're thinking of Sam Raimi.
Oh, right, yeah.
Give me more information.
The Specials. It's the movie called The Specials.
Don't know about
this. Never heard it before in my life.
Okay, I'll read this.
Fake movie.
Well, I mean, I feel like this is like a kind of forgotten one that people then have gone back to and been like, this fucking rules. But
99.
I'm holding this. I haven't seen it. Yeah. I'm not attaching my feelings towards this because I'll go on record. James Gunn toes the line for me where like I like all of his stuff, but I feel like he's like, if he takes just like half a step forward, he falls into unbearable territory for me.
Okay.
He hasn't done it yet.
Yeah.
Guardians 3 got close, but it mostly just did an annoying thing where they're just like, hey, it's all about the music, and then pick the most dog shit music imaginable. And people love to do that. Yeah. Baby Driver did it as well.
Yeah. God, I hated Baby Driver.
Yeah, it's a terrible movie for idiots. Full of fuckwits.
Oh, Guardians. Dude. Oh, how many fuckwits are in that film?
It's crazy.
Wow.
If it wasn't for recent allegations, it would probably be the most cancelled movie of all time, but now Get Him to the Greek is.
Yeah. Get Him to the Greek is. It's so cancelled.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Holy shit. What a wah.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
What a film of sex pests.
Absolutely.
Huh?
From top to bottom.
Woo.
Who
directed that one?
Let's find out.
Woody Allen?
Oh,
no.
But The Specials is Craig Mazin.
Mazin? Oh, the guy who did Chernobyl.
Yeah.
And got his name written out of Borderlands.
Yeah. It stars Thomas Hayden Church, James Gunn, Rob Lowe, Jamie Kennedy, Judy Greer, Sean Gunn. End of list of names that I recognize.
Okay.
The film follows a group of ordinary superheroes on their day off. According to the film, The Specials are the sixth or seventh most popular group of superheroes in the world. Unlike most superhero movies, The Specials has almost no action and very few special effects. Instead, it focuses on average day-to-day lives of the heroes.
That sounds like my perfect movie. I want to watch this now.
It goes for 82 minutes.
Oh my god, 82 minutes. I can get that in a nap. Oh my god, I want to watch it.
That's amazing.
That's two naps. Yeah, I can watch it over two
You've
naps.
You've never sounded more like Jerry Seinfeld. Just say, oh my god, I want to watch it.
What's the deal with 82
oh,
minute movies?
82 minute movies. Oh, they gotta make more of them.
They gotta make. But you said it there. You're going Jimmy Stewart.
They gotta make more movies.
They gotta make more movies.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my. Why are they gonna do only 82
Why
minutes?
Why is there a crow in this bank? There's a crow in the bank, and It's a Wonderful Life, and no one talks about it.
Yeah,
stresses me out. What's it doing there?
It's
Is that a thing?
It's opening
50s?
Up a checking account.
It works at the bank.
Yeah, counting crows. Where do you think the
Adam
band
Duritz got the idea
got
from?
The idea from
they're a bank crow.
A bank crow. They're good at counting. Good at account. Being accountants.
They are the cleverest bird. I guess that does make sense.
Think about an abacus. Think about a crow using an abacus.
I can picture it. No other bird can I imagine using an abacus.
Imagine a parrot. Working abacus? Can't do it.
I can imagine a flamingo using an abacus.
I don't like
bending
that.
Down to do it.
I don't like that. I was thinking he was holding it in one of his little foots.
No.
Anyway, James Gunn wrote The Specials. He's been writing superhero shit from...
That's not a great film. Big fan.
Jamie Kennedy. He's the reason that the movie got made, which is pretty funny.
Because
James
Off
Gunn
the back
wrote
of Mask 2?
No, it's pre-Mask 2. That's probably what got him Mask 2.
Yeah, damn.
James Gunn wrote the script. Met Jamie Kennedy. Jamie Kennedy was like, this is great. Gave it to his manager. The manager then got the movie greenlit.
Wow. What appeals to me about the Superman movie is just that it's different. I think what makes it interesting is that a lot of the decisions in making this Superman film are just not really, like, James Gunn's talked a lot in interviews about how there's a real sort of like importance placed on hope. mm-hmm. as, you know, which is a sort
it's
of...
sincere, apparently.
It's sincere. Mm. That's shit that we don't get, mm. and I think, you know, is probably pretty valuable.
Anytime
moment.
A movie at the... Whoa.
Very valuable, yes, very valuable yeah. at the moment, and also, I think, very valuable for a superhero, like a yeah. Superman film.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I don't know, the, my biggest flaw, I mean, my biggest gripe, I think, was the Snyder yeah. verse was how just...
The movies were written like dog shit, and they look like shit, and they suck?
I mean, there's yeah. that as overarching, mm. like, problems
and every
with
single
it.
Person that likes a Zack Snyder mm. movie is an idiot.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I
yeah.
see you uh-huh. as subhuman.
Uh-huh. Of course. Uh-huh. Absolutely, dude. Couldn't agree
my,
more.
Yeah. But my
post
biggest,
that
yeah,
one
yeah.
to TikTok.
Okay.
Comments on, tag me.
But the biggest gripe that I have is that Superman is just not like a beacon of hope.
Yeah.
And I know this is not a new take or yeah. a hot yeah. take, but it's like an All-Star Superman thing where Superman goes and he stops someone from like jumping off a building
yeah, yeah.
because they're about to kill themselves. And he's like, hey, man, your therapist was late.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, it's going to be okay. And I think he goes in for a hug and yeah. it's just like, it saves this person. Whereas it feels like the Snyder cut or the Snyderverse mm. would just kind of like basically do what Homelander did yeah. in The Boys. You've seen the GIF.
I've seen the GIF. Yeah. It's because he found out his Nazi wife was sick.
Yeah. his also Nazi maybe... wife and maybe his Nazi mother.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
The he's a villain?
What?
Well, climate? That's actually really on the nose.
Yeah.
And yeah. I understand that it's criticizing me, but it's just that it's like it's on the nose yeah. now, so I
much.
Don't like it.
Well, there's an interview with Zack Snyder. I watched a video about like the DCU recently.
Mm.
And
was it good?
Video, it was all right. There's a video with Zack Snyder pre, I think, doing Man of Steel where he's like, if I ever got my hands on a Superman project, I'm not telling a Superman story. Mm. I'm deconstructing Superman. Which okay. is very funny.
Did he say that? That would
it was pre
like that's
Man of Steel,
right? But he does. He shouldn't be then
well,
doing
it,
Superman.
Well, yeah,
he
you just,
was that on the press circuit for Watchmen? Else.
It might have been. I think
was Watchmen before Man of yeah, Steel. Well, yeah. Yes, yeah.
But it's just funny to like you can do that. You can deconstruct the superhero movie, but you need to make the superhero.
I mean,
movie.
Zack Snyder also said my Batman gets raped in prison.
Yeah, that's right. So huh. yeah, maybe he wasn't the guy to be helming these projects. You know,
yeah.
Maybe
and
it's
that's not
him.
Me trying to riff on something. That's. Word for word,
it's
what
a quote.
Was said.
Yeah,
so maybe I would never say that.
Yo, no, I know. I'm just like, yeah. Wow, Zach.
Yeah.
Zach, baby,
Bubby, what are you doing?
He should adapt. He should have like instead of trying to do the Dark Knight Returns or yeah. whatever again, he should have done All Star Batman and Robin.
Yeah,
he would have loved
absolutely.
That dialogue.
Yeah.
But so it's refreshing, I think, to see somebody come in and be like, well, let's just make a superhero movie. Mm. Like, what do people like about Superman? What's interesting about Superman? Oh, yeah. It's that he's this beacon of hope. It's that he's, you know, I've often said that Superman's greatest power is that he was raised right. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah,
he had a good upbringing and he's got good moral values.
Yeah, it's crazy
and
to me.
That's cool, I think, you
that,
know?
Yeah. Like, it's crazy to me that in all the superhero movies that have come out, it's like the best... To me, at least, interpretation of Superman is kind of like Captain America 2.
Yeah,
where it's just like this big Boy Scout, where he doesn't change, but like you know, he has to kind of like cope with the fact that the world has changed.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And like, I understand, like, well, how can you tell a good story if your main character doesn't change? Like, that's how you do it. Like,
he
has to like. Be tested, you know, his morals need to be tested but not waver by the world around him.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, you know, Superman should be this, again, this beacon of hope,
yeah.
which is what it looks like it's going to be.
And with, you don't even have to go too hard into making him sort of like a godlike beacon of hope. He just needs to be a good guy. He's good guy Greg, dude, from the memes. It's from the memes from the early
2000s. Yeah, because there's Bad Luck Brian.
Bad Luck Brian.
Scumbag Steve.
Scumbag Steve.
Yeah. Bad Luck Brian.
Yeah.
What about him?
Go on.
Maybe.
Who's Bad Luck? Well, Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah.
He's always ingesting potions.
So Bad
and
Luck
shit.
Brian is Jimmy Olsen. Mm. You got Scumbag Steve is Guy Gardner.
Or yeah, Lex Luthor.
No, because Lex Luthor's not a scumbag.
Guy Gardner.
He's a dirtbag.
Yeah. Guy Gardner's a scumbag.
Dave. I'm making up
making new ones. Let's bring them back.
Jobless John.
Dude.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah. So nice guy. Nice guy, Steve.
Nice. Good guy, Greg.
Good guy, Greg.
That's Superman. Mm. You know, he'll come and pick you up. You know, even though you weren't, out drinking with him, but you need a ride home. You know, you can call Superman. He'll come get you.
Mm.
He'll be like, okay, buddy.
Well,
I'll come grab you.
Bringing it back to the trailer rather than just vague thoughts, I guess, about the movie.
Yeah.
There's two things in the trailer that people have pointed out as probably. A good thing to put in the trailer, even though people aren't, like, consciously processing what they're seeing,
yeah.
which is people are like, Superman's boring because he's indestructible. So opening a trailer with him having the shit yeah, kicked out of him is smart.
Mm-hmm.
And also the fact that they've created a Superman where he's clearly not a maniac like the Man of Steel Superman because yeah. there's that scene where someone pegs him in the back of the head with a cop.
Yeah, that's right.
And he doesn't just like...
he doesn't turn around and just laser vision them yeah. to death.
Yeah, yeah, and also they show him saving a girl.
Yeah.
Which
plus,
is nice.
The addition of Crypto, I think, is a great addition.
Yeah.
Even though there was some hilarious controversy from losers online. Where they were like, he's the wrong dog.
What?
Yeah. Some people were really mad because he's not the right dog.
Yeah. The woke have gone too far, Joel Zammit.
The woke karate have picked, they've made the dog cocked or something. Yeah. They cocked Superman's dog. Bad movie.
First off, no. What? Hang on. What?
Every time you neuter your dog, you're cocking it. So.
I've cocked the dog, Zammit. I don't know what else to tell you. The dog's being cocked. Superman 2025, bad. Zack yeah. Snyder's, we're going to yeah. restore the DCU.
Yeah,
yeah that's what
restore
I'm
the, restore the side okay. of a Snyderverse. Netflix just needs to buy the rights mm-hmm. to Justice League yeah. Part 2 and Part 3, yeah. okay. and we run it as an Elseworlds story. It's yeah. not even that hard.
The funniest okay. Sort of version of that I saw the other day was somebody had made this big diagram
mm-hmm.
Titled, I guess James Gunn doesn't like money. And the diagram was they'd separated every DC movie into like the Elseworld series. And they were like, he should continue the DCEU as Elseworld stories and do all the movies that they were planning to do,
yeah.
as well as the Batman can be part of it. They just had made this yeah. real oh, yeah. concerted so effort for, to make.
For a John Q moviegoer,
yeah.
that's going to be real easy to just kind of comprehend.
I mean, absolutely. We're about to find this out the hard way, I reckon, in like 2 weeks when Captain America bombs. But yeah. I think John Q movies has moved on.
Oh, I think you're right.
John Q movies, based on box office at the moment, they just want to see Moana 3 and Inside Out 3.
Yeah.
And Deadpool and Wolverine 2.
Yeah, but that's different. Because Deadpool and Wolverine 2 is not really
a... It's a cool guy movie, yeah, not for superheroes.
Yeah, it's a cool guy movie, and let's see, when did the X-Men come? Yeah, no, it's good. All right, so yeah, I'm 40.
Yeah, exactly.
Life has fallen apart. Yes. Things are not looking good. Maybe my wife hired Lachlan, yeah. and now I have
now
no money.
Now I am divorced, exactly.
My kids don't talk to me. When was life good? Mm. When I was but a child.
Yeah.
I remember Wolverine.
Capitalism has ripped any form yeah. of non-constructive yeah. joy from me. So the only yes. way I can feel good is by consuming
yeah.
at this point.
I don't yeah. remember storyline, and I wish I was fit like Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
Let me look at handsome cut.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly. No cocked dogs in that movie.
No, exactly, dude.
So, only Chad yeah. dogs?
Chad dogs?
Well, there's that Deadpool.
There's dead
Wolverine.
Dog pool or something. Well, yeah. But no, I think you're right. I think I would be scared in a weird way in this extremely ironic or post-ironic, you know, culture or whatever that we're in, to release something sincere. I really want that,
yeah.
but I think that there's a great deal of people who will see that as cringe
yeah.
or just won't see the movie because they don't give a fuck about superhero movies.
You know what? Maybe we are well and truly off. Top 10 movies of last year worldwide.
Okay.
One, Inside Out 2.
Yeah, makes sense.
Sincere.
Yeah.
Deadpool and Wolverine 2, not sincere.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in at number 3 is Moana 2, sincere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
4, Despicable Me 4, sincere.
Sincere.
Wicked is number 5, sincere.
Yeah, okay.
Dune Part 2,
sincere.
No. It feels funny just to call Dune sincere because
it's behind me, isn't it?
Oh, worms behind me.
Oh, boy. We call it the sandworm. Sandworm? You couldn't think of a better name?
Oh, lives in the sand. Makes sense.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess it's long like a womb.
Maybe we should ride you.
Yeah, Dune Part 3. They're ditching Dune Messiah to do Part 3.
Yeah.
Timothy Chalamet's like,
yeah.
man, I'm getting real sick of all this sand.
Yeah.
And someone's like, well, you better strap in, buddy, because take a look around you.
Exactly, yeah.
Sand.
Anybody got a bottle of water?
Exactly. Paul's best friend, Johnny.
Yeah,
I'm Johnny Sand. Yeah, name myself after this planet. Arrakis, I should have called it sand. I have one note. It's mostly sand.
I think this is good. I think
got any more of that spice? Woo!
yeah.
Disney won't let me talk about spice.
Hey, Paul, pass the spice. I'm making a delicious butter chicken eye with your name on it.
Yeah. this movie's falling apart.
It's like eating. Oh yeah, yeah. Eating. Oh, look at me. I'm having me some little bit of a chicken masala, and I can see when I was pre-born.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I understand.
This feels like the joke would be. He'd be like, "Hey, Johnny, have you made the chicken masala yet?" Yeah, and I found some spice that I've never seen before in the kitchen, and I put it in. And then he's like, "Oh no, oh, Timothy Chalamet's." No. Oh, and then Timothy Chalamet's mom has it, and it's like she smoked weed.
Yeah.
Eyes are going bright blue.
Yeah. Mufasa, the Lion King.
Sincere, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Godzilla X Kong, the new empire.
So sincere.
Yeah.
I don't know what this word means anymore. We've been using it so much for, like, Jude.
Yeah.
It's just like,
sincere, Jude is sincere.
I understand what you're saying, but it's just kind of like, do you just mean just that they're not taking the piss? Like, when we're saying, like, these are sincere movies.
Yeah. Well, I guess, like.
What are you sort of like, what are you getting at? Like, is there, like, that's a good point, actually. Or a message, or like. Is it just not ironic?
Yeah.
Because, well, I guess,
like,
I mean,
it's hard to be. It's hard. I don't know. It's hard to do a drama that's ironic. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. What do we mean when it's like, what is a non-sincere movie?
Yeah.
So I would say, like, say
Deadpool, Wolverine.
Yeah.
Like, but like, that's a kind of like an action comedy. Yeah.
Godzilla X Kong maybe also not sincere.
But it's like they, as in like the filmmakers, they went in and they wanted, because I am of that belief that most times people go in and they want to make a good film.
Like the first Venom, I feel like, is sincere. Like they had a crack. It's not a joke. They fucked it up, but it's sincere.
You know, I think sometimes people make a movie these days and it feels like they're so scared of like online judgment that they've built in these weird caveats to avoid the criticism.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot of movies do that these days.
Okay. So, like, for example, Deadpool and Wolverine, because even, like, it is meant to be this comedy, whatever, but the things that they're making fun of has to be approved by the execs.
Yeah, of course.
And it's kind of paint by numbers. And there's no real, like, I guess, auteur behind it. And it's very much
Sean,
just
you're saying
like,
Sean Levy is not an auteur?
Correct.
Well, Free Guy's very own?
100% what
dude,
I'm
he
saying.
Dude, he made the Atom Project.
Yeah, dude.
Ryan Reynolds is his own dad, I think.
Yeah, dude, I don't know.
I think a movie that's coming out soon, maybe a Netflix-only movie, but one that is deeply insincere, and we've talked about it before, is the what's it called?
You talking about the Electric State?
Yeah, the Electric State.
The Russo Brothers' very own.
Russo Brothers' very own Electric State, starring Millie Bobby Brown.
A person who's claimed she hates movies.
And you can see it in her career.
Somehow.
Somehow it's reflected in her career, the fact that she hates movies because she's only in Netflix garbage. You
and she's in Godzilla versus Kong.
That's true. That's true.
I think.
No, she was in the
Godzilla.
Just Godzilla, I think. And maybe King of Monsters.
I think she's not in the first Godzilla.
Then she just must be in King of Monsters.
Okay.
I guess by sincere, it's like a lot of movies these days, and I get that, hey, that's fucking Hollywood, dude. You make movies to make money. But there does feel like this chasing of the algorithm or something.
Mm. Hey, none of the movies in the top 10 are not sequels. That's cool.
Mm. What are?
Well, it's all like safe bets, right?
Yeah.
And Inside Out 2, Deadpool and Wolverine, which is Deadpool 3, Moana 2, Despicable Me 4, Wicked. Not a sequel, but it has a sequel. It's part one of two.
Yeah.
And I guess it's a legacy sequel in a weird way.
Yeah.
Legacy prequel.
Dune Part 2.
Whoa.
It's in the title.
Yeah.
Mufasa the Lion King prequel.
Yeah.
Godzilla X Kong. That's Godzilla 4.
Yeah.
Kung Fu Panda 4. Venom Last Dance, which is Venom 3.
Yeah. It's just that sort of. People want safe bets.
Yeah.
Although then it's like when you look at, say, Mad Max. Furiosa, which is also a prequel, but didn't do well.
Stars a woman.
Sincere. Like, it's, you know, at auteur.
Absolutely. For sure.
Outside of Wicked, which is number 5, the next movie on the list that's not a direct sequel.
Yeah.
Is It Ends With Us, which was the 17th highest grossing film. Mm-hmm. We're making a lot of sequels. And usually I don't buy into the fact that everything's sequels, but it does feel like everything's sequels now.
When you're losing money, you fall back onto what makes sense.
Yeah,
I guess we're
what
also
makes sense is like, okay, so
Beetlejuice makes sense?
Yeah.
You know, in a weird way for a certain exec, they, you know, imagine someone who is not 40, someone who is, say, 60, being like, when was I the most happiest? Yeah. Oh, my wife hired Lachlan. And so
you got to remember also, because like they would have started production on Beetlejuice when it was expected that Michael Keaton was going to be the biggest actor in the world again after the $1 billion success of The Flash.
Exactly.
His appearance in Batgirl.
But also with Beetlejuice, it's this like long-awaited sequel as well, because there was rumblings of that when it was sort of like first came out.
Yeah.
But like, you know, if you look at it from like the Hollywood exec perspective of being like, well, my movie, let's just go, my movie, the first one, it made $100.
Yeah.
So I know that the second one is going to make at least $100 plus maybe $50
yeah.
more.
Yeah.
So therefore, it makes sense to do that.
Yeah, yeah. And so, also, I mean, like,
So the marketing would be cheaper in a weird way because people already know that. So I can, don't have to spend too much time on that.
The funny thing, though, is that I feel like that execs last year learned that, like, hey, maybe legacy sequels and sequels in general are losing interest. But then this year, sorry, last year being 2023, this year being 2024.
Of course.
Only in this example, we're recording in February 2025.
Why is baseless speculation the one podcast where sometimes it seems like we're tricking the audience?
we're recording.
This is recorded in 2025.
We 100%
promise
you.
We need to have today's newspaper every time we record.
We're recording this in the first week of February.
Yeah. 2025.
So, 2023, the movies that made a lot of money or like the movies that bombed, people were like, oh, well, superhero movies are dead and sequels, maybe not as much money and legacy sequels in the bin. Then 2024, it's like, okay, two kind of legacy sequels to animated movies are one and three of the highest grossing movies of the year. And then Deadpool and Wolverine, a superhero movie that's also a sequel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is number two. They'd be like,
maybe we were wrong.
Greenlight everything.
Oh, wrong lesson. I think it just comes down to like people, like, you know, nostalgia, and then it's this, well, be sincere about it in a sense of like, make a good film.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, you know, lean into the fact that like, hey, we want to make this film. Don't try and do this by like, you know, paint by numbers mark.
Mm.
And I have not seen any of, say, for example, the Ghostbusters new ones.
Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, probably one of the worst movies of last year.
There we go.
There it
is. But, like, to me, it's okay. Okay, this is a legacy sequel, but it's so paint by numbers in this idea of like, see, it's the kids of the old generation, passing the torch. You know, it feels like a movie studio trying to hold on to movie rights.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
And that's what that kind of felt like through the marketing and through, like, no one was like, we really want this story told. This is like a heartfelt story about busting ghosts.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's about smoking cigarettes are getting sucked off. We lost the magic along the way.
We have lost the magic.
But then I guess that's funny because they made a sincere sequel to an ironic movie.
Yeah. Mm.
Maybe sincerity can fuck off. I don't know what I mean anymore.
Well, yeah, no, but then I think what's complicated about that is that, you know, we have this idea like, oh, James Gunn wanted to make a superhero movie. He wanted to make a Superman movie. That's not, I was looking up the thing before. Mm. That's not really what happened. They were like, we fucked the DCEU.
Mm-hmm.
Zaslav, our mate, he was like, you're not utilizing Superman enough. So you need to make a Superman movie.
Yeah.
James Gunn, you do it. So it's not like James Gunn was like,
didn't he write it and then they were like, you have to direct it now? And he's like, fine.
Yeah, so it's not really even like James Gunn was like,
it's not his vision.
I've always had this vision of telling a Superman story.
Oh, no. You know? Sorry, my point about, like, that's not at all what I was meaning. I was more meaning the fact that, like, given that job, he is a storyteller, so he can be like,
with those parameters.
He's trying to make the specials too. His entire career is trying to greenlight the specials too.
Man, I'd be, that sounds like such a, like, it's up my alley.
Apparently,
so
it's
hard.
Really fucking stupid, so I don't know.
No, that's good, dude. Good. It's good to be dumb.
Craig Mazin.
Yeah.
Mazin?
Mm. Mazin?
M-A-Z-I-N.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before he made Chernobyl and The Last of Us, he has this crazy career where he's also the director of Scary Movie 3 and I think also the director of Superhero Movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right.
Not great.
No.
No, like, again, I understand, like, yeah, it's just, I think he'll do a good job. And
yeah,
I
really, really, really want to like this movie. Mm. I like Superman.
Yeah.
I like the sort of choices that they've made. I like the fact that it takes place in an already established DCU. I like that they're trying to make Superman a sincere, happy,
likable
guy. I like that they've added Crypto. I think that's a great piece of humanization.
Yeah.
I think they're probably really happy that it's a K instead of a C. That's something I've been thinking about a lot.
I think it was
Crypto the Superdog, like cryptocurrency.
Yeah. We should make Crypto coin.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night. Didn't even have the energy to think. Just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
I just realized something when we're talking about, because Lex Luthor is also a sincere villain.
I really like that. I think Nicholas Holt's a great choice as well.
Unless you go crazy with it like Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
I take back all the stuff I said about Snyder before, because Batman v Superman is an insane masterpiece.
I do love that film.
Of course.
Why'd they make that? Why'd they do that? Why does
Lex keep putting Jolly Ranchers in old man's mouths? I love
what
it.
What the hell, dude?
Ah, dude.
Bonkers.
Look,
Zod's Doomsday? Yeah. Awesome.
Exactly, great. Dude. Fuck look, yeah. Hey, if there is a 1% chance that Superman is going to be a good movie, we've got to take that as absolutely.
Yeah, exactly, of course.
Wonder Woman's hacking the computers?
Yeah, dude. She sends Batman trailers.
Yeah.
To watch the
hey,
movie
man,
trailers.
You seen this?
Yeah, check this out.
She did her own baseless speculation, dude.
Dude, incredible movie.
I like the X-Men theme plays when he loads up a footage of Aquaman.
As we try to do the Wonder Woman music and getting confused. It's not easy.
It's closer.
And I just realized James Gunn, because like what he's done, Superman's sincere, Lex Luthor's sincere, Crypto's a dog.
Yeah,
then, nice. And then like the Kent's
in my movie, Crypto is a man. James Gunn's done it again.
Yeah, but all the like the supporting cast will just be bonkers. Like Guy Gardner will be annoying, but intentionally, so... Yeah. It won't actually be sincere. I don't. It's not going to be like a hard on its sleeve, like quite serious superhero drama. I guess it'll still be the bad boys action comedy.
Yeah.
You know, in a way, I think it's like because the main character is sincere. It'll be. Hopefully, I'm hoping for in terms of tone.
Yeah.
Again, that sort of Captain America.
Rick Flag Jr. is sincere in Suicide Squad, and he's the main character.
Yeah. So that's kind of like you need.
But that's
an action
comedy like Bad Boys.
Well, yeah, it's going to be an action comedy.
Oh,
yeah.
Like Bad Boys.
Like Bad Boys. It's going to be.
I think
Bad
it's
going to
be leaning more on the action than the comedy, except the scenes when it's Clark, then it's going to be comedy.
Yes, yeah.
Well, I don't think you can. I think Superman movies need to be relatively light, and I know that the last time they tried this, it was directed by famous pedophile Ryan Singer.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
But you kind of need to have a Superman movie that's like kind of light on action, I think, because if he's just punching the shit out of
everyone. It's not going to be like 100% action comedy. Yeah. As in like, it's going to lean towards
why
more
is he going
action
to jail,
comedy.
Do you reckon?
Superman?
Yeah.
Great question.
He's pegged in the back of the head. It feels like he's going to jail. Or is he going on to the news for an interview?
Well, no, we spoke about this one because we've done other episodes on this before watching the trailers. And I think our assumption based on like early footage was that the way the movie's going to be structured, and I still think probably something like this, is that the Authority, who are a superhero team that are run by Maxwell Lord, are like kind of corporate superheroes, and there's probably some level of corruption there, and these superheroes aren't like super happy with it, but they're like, well, this is all we know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then Superman starts to become a superhero, and he's doing it like...
He's doing it freelance. He's own style.
And it's like our real sisters are doing it for themselves situation, you know, where Superman's out there saving like the individual life. You know, that's what he cares about. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if
they all wish that they were getting pegged in the back of the head with a can of coffee.
Like it could be something.
A can of coffee.
It could be something like this with like the Authority. It's like they something has happened, and maybe is the Authority like only in America?
Are they only American
superhero? Whatever there is, like a jurisdiction or whatever is going to happen, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, something's happened and the Authority get there, but they don't have the authority to be in that particular place, so they can't actually do anything.
Yeah.
I think,
but then Superman can, because he's like, well, it doesn't matter. We have to save the thing,
which
maybe causes an international incident.
Oh, yeah.
Inadvertently.
There is a scene in the trailer that's not in America.
Yeah, so maybe like because of that, it's like the Authority are like,
we need to capture Superman.
Our hands are tied. We can't do this. Or like they want to do it, then like say their boss is like, no, you can't. So they have to stop. And then Superman does it, which causes an incident, even though he did the right thing and saved the people or whatever. It was technically like an almost like, well, that's an American citizen invading. Yeah. Okay, hey, hey.
That is kind of like what happens. No, never mind. I was just thinking when Jimmy Olsen got shot in the head. I was like, that wasn't a concept. No, Superman could have done something.
Think that Lex Luthor and Superman will be like childhood best friends?
No.
Nah.
That's a shame. I like that dynamic.
Watch Smallville then.
Oh, yeah. I fucking will.
Dude, I will and I will love
it. In Smallville, everyone gets superpowers from the comet except Lex Luthor who goes bald.
Yeah.
That's
that
his power.
Makes him pissed off. That's funny.
Isn't that also one of the comic book origins?
I think so. That's funny stuff.
One of the comic book origins, isn't he just playing around with chemicals?
Yeah. That makes him bald.
It makes him bald and I don't
Does
know.
Does he get it on his head?
I don't know.
Now I'm getting like a flashback of like a comic book panel where he's got the green on and he's like kind of like holding his arms up being like
isn't it something to do with like it's got kind of like nothing
like
really
Joker
to do with Superman
becoming the Joker because Batman did knock him into the vat of acid or something and Superman flew through a wall or something and chemicals fell on his head.
I think it might be something even more obscure. Like maybe he's watching the news and he gets distracted by Superman doing something and then he blames him for that.
He wouldn't be watching the news in the original version because television wasn't invented yet.
Reading the news.
Yeah.
He's the reason I'm bald. I'm going to kill that guy.
Mm. Also, that's like a lot of the time the reason that Lex Luthor hates Superman
because he's bald.
Made him bald?
Just play Lex like he's a bald cell. Like he's, is it a hair cell?
This is from Smallville. As a child, he is caught in the first meteor shower that renders him completely bald, as well as providing him with perfect health. That's a fine trade. I wouldn't be pissed about that.
That's still a superhero.
He could become One Punch Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is actually kind of the origin of One Punch Man.
I'm aware of it
through like images.
Yeah, so One Punch Man's thing is he's called One Punch Man because he can defeat anyone in one punch.
That's pretty good.
But the reason he's the strongest person on earth is because he was insecure about being bald, so he just started working out heaps. And then he worked out till he was the strongest man in the world, and now he's looking for a fight because he wants to fight, but he can't. Like every fight's too easy.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope he fight like I hope he wants to fight the most haired man.
Cousin It.
Yeah, like
he is the most haired man. Like, listen to this pre-crisis. This is how he went bald pre-crisis. In the pre-crisis, Earth One, Clark, as Superboy, used his super breath to blow out a lab fire, which broke out when Lex created life in his lab. The chemical fire resulted in the loss of his hair and the death of his creature. So Lex, until then, a Superboy fan, becomes his foe. Dude, if someone killed my creature,
creature.
I may be bald. I'd
my
be pissed
creature.
Too. My creature. I was making a creature in there.
Yeah.
Don't you understand my creature?
You son of a
oh
bitch.
My god, Lex, you're bald. Yeah, and my creature's dead. Yeah. So,
what, I'm
two
bald?
Bad things today.
I'm even more pissed off.
Yeah, I hate Superman. I'm going to kill him. What's his origin post-crisis?
I'll see if I can find out.
They just like copy-paste. They just did it again. Okay, that's nice.
It'd probably just be the next part. If it's saying pre-crisis is a heading.
I hope.
Why you look so confused by your little machine? Have you forgot how to read?
You can't find, there's no Wikipedia page that describes his baldness. So I'm on R Superman. But on pre-crisis Earth 2, Lex had hair. He was drawn bald occasionally because some artists confused him with another scientist. They stole his hair just by accident.
That's great. I hope that Lex Luthor's baldness is just... He's
like
bald,
he's just bald,
you know. Like you don't need a superhero villain story of why you're some. Look, hey, hair just do that.
Yeah,
you know?
Sometimes people just go
sometimes
bald.
Sometimes hair just do that. I don't know.
I love it though. I think it's so good that in this one. Oh no, yeah. In I think the post crisis, it was just a chemical fire that made him bald. Are there any where he's just?
I do like that. It's somehow. In comic books, and I think it's Professor Xavier's to blame for this, but yes, baldness means smart. Hair is making you dumb, Samson style.
The thoughts pushed out the
Samson.
Hair.
Samson style, because Samson's hair make you strong.
Usually,
well, brawn versus brain. Ergo,
what do we think about this? I just found out that Lex stands for Alexi.
Alexi
Luthor.
Alexi.
That fucked me up.
Yeah, Alexi Luthor.
Huh. I always just assumed if it wasn't just Lex, Alex, so therefore Alexander, but
yeah,
it's
I always thought Alexander Luthor.
Yeah.
Alexi Luthor. Mm. That doesn't roll off the tongue nearly as good as like Alex Luthor or Alexander.
Or Alexi Toliopoulos, yeah, which clearly rolls off the tongue because I fucked it up.
Apparently he's also bald just because Schuster liked drawing bald guys. That's awesome. Yeah. Fair enough. Drawing hair sounds annoying.
Yeah. Smooth, bald like an egg?
Yeah.
Mm.
Easy.
I'm so sorry. Alexi Luthor is, they put him in Earth 2.
Okay. Damn.
That's when Luthor was Russian? Got,
yeah, maybe.
He was the he was the original Lex Luthor from the 30s to the 50s, and then they kind of redesigned him, and they were like, this guy isn't the guy anymore.
The original, comics, no. Shut up.
No. The original is in, like, I mean, in real life, the original. Like, us, it's, hey, we live in old-timey London. It's the Blitz. Yeah. We open a comic book. We open a comic book to escape the fact that a bomb might get dropped on our little boy head.
Oh, no.
The Lex Luthor in that comic, who is only ever called Luthor in this point in time, is the Alexi Luthor.
Okay.
And then later on,
okay,
in the 60s, when we're smoking
fat doobies.
Yeah, we're smoking that reefer and going to Woodstock to fuck and get every STI known to mankind.
Yes. That's my plan.
We're on the way. On the way, we're opening a new issue of Superman, and that's Lex Luthor.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Nice.
Okay. And then I get mad flashbacks of the Blitz. Crash our van.
We lived through the Blitz to come to Woodstock. That's crazy.
People would have done that.
When I'm an old man, I'm going to have some stories to tell my grandkids, which I'll never have because of aforementioned STI.
Yeah. Either the Blitz scared
you. The Blitz scared me impotent. The doctor looked at my sperm and said, sorry, Mr. Bailey, you have scared sperm.
Your sperm got so scared they died.
Yeah. The morphology of your sperm is frightened.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
when you ejaculate, they will come out but then flee. Flee backwards.
You know when you come?
Like ants.
Yeah. Do you ever hear like an ee sound?
Yes.
Yeah, I do. That's them screaming in terror.
The Blitz really are fucked up your sperm.
Doc, how do I explain to my sperm that the Blitz is not happening anymore, that World War II is over?
Have you tried having someone whisper to your nutsack?
I gotta find a nut whisperer.
The Blitz isn't real.
What the hell are you telling my nuts? I'm paying this guy a premium to lie to my testicles.
Telling me the World War II didn't happen.
Blitz isn't real, dude. It can't scare you anymore. It's over.
Balls. It's actually more. The Blitz did happen, but we survived.
It did happen.
I got
but you
the two of you down there.
Yeah, either side.
They're getting conflicting information. What are you doing?
You gotta hope I got the fake one. You gotta hope I got the fake one.
Dusha wasn't even ball whispering, he was ball yelling.
Hey, balls! The Blitz happened! Don't listen to this guy! It's just safe now!
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just trying to like get you through it. Yes, the Blitz was real. It's over now, so it's not happening. It happened so long ago.
You're at Woodstock now.
You're gonna get so many STIs.
I'm trying to get STIs, guys. Okay.
I want to see Jimi Hendrix, and I want to get at least 5 different STIs.
I want to come away from this with the puffiest penis imaginable. I'm a strange man.
The puffy, inflamed.
Yeah.
Which is puffy.
Yeah.
Dripping.
I want to come back with the drippy dick.
That drip dick. You got that real drip dick.
Drip dick.
Nice.
Tight. Come back, 1960, 1971.
Syphilis all the way to your brain.
Yeah.
71.
What happened in the 70s?
Well, I guess we were still having that free love era.
Free love dies in 69.
Yeah.
When free love dies at the Rolling Stones concert when...
Hell's Angels?
Yeah.
Anyway,
Hell's Angels stabbed someone.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have done that.
Should not have done that.
It's true.
Well, the 70s were also a lot of drug use.
Yeah.
80s was like coming down.
Yeah.
70s, yeah, but a free love is over, I'm pretty sure.
I just do a bunch of drugs.
Is the 70s like serial killer like?
Yes. Maybe I'll become a serial killer.
The syphilis went to his brain.
The syphilis made me Ted Bundy.
Yeah, and then I've become Ted Bundy before he can do it. Because I knew about him.
You can become a Lexi Bundy.
Yeah. Am I Alexi?
No, you. That's a Lex Luthor reference, Alexi Toliopoulos. Yeah.
But I just got
the show we're doing, not our friends in real life.
I got confused. Look, if in the riff I was Lex Luthor, or if I was Jackson.
Because we were reading.
You were Jackson.
About,
you were reading
about Lex Luthor.
That's right.
You learned,
You got it. The riff moved on.
It really did.
I was somewhere
else. It really did.
Okay.
You gotta pay attention.
I had scared balls. You gotta keep up with the room. There's a lot going on, dude.
I got a ball whisperer.
Because before the balls were scared, you were reading comics.
Yeah, that's right. I'm learning about how Lex had changed over time.
Yeah.
What do we think Lex's relationship with Superman's gonna be?
I reckon he'll be he might want to do his own superhero.
It'll
team
be a very thin parallel to real life scared of immigrants situation.
You reckon? Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I think he might be trying to do a hostile takeover of Maxwell Lord's biz.
It depends what his view. If he just hates Superman or if he also hates the Authority.
Yeah,
because the aliens being Lex does this in the comics too. He's like, I hate Superman because. This is Earth for human beings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought it's more about... Oh, yeah,
and, like, I'm the cleverest, the best human being, but I will never become... I'll never be as good as Superman.
Yeah. It's like, you're a Superman, I'm just a man, and no matter how much I, work out or, think real good.
Yeah.
Which is a really interesting thing for him to have in an already established DCU that has superheroes. Yeah. Like, it feels like you're really splitting hairs if you're like...
I
hate Superman.
Well, that's what I mean. Like,
but I don't hate Hawkgirl.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
he's terrific.
Yeah.
Will they just be like, I hate all superheroes?
Well, but I guess the thing is, although Guy Gardner makes that weird, but Superman is the only alien.
Isn't Hawkgirl an
alien? No, Hawkgirl's just a reincarnated Egyptian princess.
Of course. Mr. Terrific guy?
Yeah, Mr. Terrific's just like, he's like...
Guy Gardner's a guy, too.
Yeah, yeah. But he
not
went
to space. Not just a clever name.
Right.
Yeah, he went to space, but he's not from space.
That's true. But yeah, so maybe he will be anti-alien. Maybe it will
actually,
be an immigrant
that
thing. Yeah.
Could be, I mean... If you're looking at that team, none of them are from space. Yeah, but Gardner's gone to space.
But you don't... I mean, unless he knows, like, how do they know that he isn't from Earth?
Superman.
He'd say, I was born on Krypton.
But does he know that?
He's an adult, so I would assume at this point, typically he would.
Yeah. And, like, how much of that is known publicly kind of thing.
Well,
and,
like, maybe the movie will begin with,
he's got a fucked up dog. That's not very guy-like.
No, guys got fucked up
guys
dogs.
Guys got fucked up dogs all the time,
about,
bro.
Think about a guy with a fucked up dog. That's just a guy thing.
Most guys with dogs, the dog's fucked up.
Yeah, that's true. And it looks like the guy.
Yeah.
How'd they do that?
I don't know. But I wonder if Superman, if it's going to be like, it's kind of hard to tell. If has Superman been quietly Supermaning in the background? Is he an adult and only has recently discovered, like... Are we seeing him
unless it's set
post Smallville kind of,
like, I'm thinking like, it's an origin story, but it's not because he's just going to be Superman.
He's got the dog.
He's got a Fortress of Solitude.
Are they going to borrow from comics where,
Tom King is a writer on it. So
is he?
Yeah.
He's a writer on Lanterns and he wrote the Supergirl comic that the Supergirl movie, which is the next DCU thing is based on.
Yeah.
Supergirl Woman of Tomorrow, I think is what it's called. It's like a comic book that everyone's like, hey, this is the fucking best and it's weird no one's talking about it. But then it was on like the best of list and now people talk about it all the time. Like me right now.
Ah.
What was I saying?
I don't know,
unless they do the thing that happens in the Superman comics sometimes where they just have it that Superman did exist and then he fucked off to space.
And, like, things have changed. Things have changed a lot.
Say he was Superman. Like, say he had a similar start in as it depicted in Jackson's favorite television show of all time, Smallville.
Yes. Somebody save me.
Remy Zero.
You know, dude? God, that show fucking rocks.
It's a bad show, and that's okay.
No, he's wrong. He's got it twisted. He must be thinking about someone else.
He must be thinking about something different.
What's good about it?
He gets so horny, he runs to Brazil.
Yeah, dude.
That's in one episode.
And then when
that's
he's in Brazil,
one scene in
then
one
when
episode.
He's in Brazil, he can't activate it again, so he has to take the plane. That's awesome.
He's pretty good.
That's funny as fuck,
Funny. Lex's dad's there, and
he's got huge hair.
Huge hair, dude.
Okay, you've won me over. Smallville, greatest show. 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Anyway, unless they do, like, he got his powers in high school, he Supermaned a bit, then discovered his Krypton roots or whatever, has fucked off to sort that out. Like, because in the comics, it happens just before the best comic book of all time, Superman Grounded.
Of course.
But there was the Krypton 100-minute war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could have him leave Earth and then come back, and then everyone's like, who's he's the fucking guy's yeah, back.
What are you doing, man?
Well, maybe he's,
which is why he gets pegged in the back of the head with the coffee cup or can.
Yeah, yeah. However the coffee's stored. Maybe it's the kind of thing, because we do see him chatting to Pa Kent at one point in the trailer. He's so like, maybe it's a thing.
Superman, you got to stop fucking off Earth. Everyone hates you when you do that.
Well, I was going to say, maybe he dies.
Pa Kent.
Pa Kent dies.
Well, both Pa's are alive. Are alive in this movie.
Oh my god, rich. Mm. But yeah, maybe Pa Kent dies at some point in the classic. You know, it's a classic part of Superman's
heart attack way.
Yeah, heart attack way.
I hope they kill him in an even stupider way than the hurricane.
Absolutely.
That Superman could definitely stop.
I hope a bomb falls on him.
He gets Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, like the hurricane, like the tornado scene from Man of Steel. But we see the whole thing.
Well, what about just like
goodbye, Clark? Whoa! Spinning around
home invasion. He gets shot.
Something Superman could easily
No,
but maybe Pa Kent dies and Superman's like, I need time to grieve, and so he goes to space. He's, you know, like, oh, I gotta figure myself out, and then when he comes back, he's like, oh fuck, you know,
I've been gone for 30
years. Or it's things the kind of thing where he is Superman, but only in like Smallville and the surrounding towns, and he's kind of helping people out, but he's not doing the full superhero thing.
Oh yeah, this could be his first time in a metropolis.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so what we see is Pa Kent dies, and he's like, well, I gotta go out there and fucking get a job.
I need to abandon this farm now that no one's looking after it.
Yeah, exactly. And then he goes to the city, and he's like, oh, I see these other superheroes. Maybe I'll try it out instead of just being a guy who helps out around Smallville or whatever.
I think it could be like a thing where, it's maybe just a Smallville thing. Yeah. I hope we don't really see much of this. Maybe it's just implied or whatever. I don't think Pa Kent will either die in this film. Like, okay. I just don't think he'll die in this film. And
they keep
it might just be
him.
More I've been helping out a lot of people, but like, you know, I've been watching, seeing everything. Like, everyone seems to be converging on Metropolis.
Yeah.
I think I can do the most good there.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then that's where then it's like basically now he is I guess he's a big fish, but he's a big fish in a very big pond.
Yeah.
Counter to all of this, it is actually an origin story.
Whoa.
Yeah. No, sorry. As in like...
What if? Yeah.
Option 3, it is actually an origin story, but they just tell it in a way that they trick people into being like, well, it's not really an origin story because he is established in it, but we tell his origin through flashbacks.
Oh, okay.
Which is what Man of Steel does.
I could see them doing that.
Yeah.
You should have let the... But maybe it'd be funny they just double down on everything in Man of Steel. It's like those two kids, two bosses full of kids, and you should have left them to
two
die.
Tornadoes, two pockets, two pockets.
In fact, two Supermans.
Yeah.
You have Men a brother. Of Steel.
Men of Steel. Yeah, exactly.
Or Man of Steels.
Maybe they'll open with his little baby carriage flying through space, and that's what the opening credits will be over. To get it out of the way, but still do it.
Supergirl takes place on Krypton, I'm fairly sure, but she's in this movie, which means that Krypton might still exist, which doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
Help me listen. Please, someone tell me. What is this movie?
We don't know, dude.
I'm guessing, it'll just be a straightforward-ish superhero movie where he's fighting Lex Luthor and the Authority are there getting in the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they disband the Authority and become their own individual things because they all have the Authority uniform basically in the trailer.
Yeah.
The end. Lex Luthor lives.
Do we think it's going to do well enough to kickstart the DCU?
It'll do well enough to get the next movie. I don't think it'll gross more than $600,000.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of money. Uh-huh. And I have not lost sight of that. But when they're looking for when Zaslav wants to cook up a Billy.
Mm. Absolutely.
What do we know the budget for this film?
I think
it's lower than some superhero movies, but it's still going to be high. Yeah. It'll be like 170.
I think this is going to be a
moderate hit.
Yeah, I was going to say I think audience will like it, critics will like it,
mm-hmm.
But I just don't think it's going to like hit those numbers of like a.
It would have to do something massive and exciting to get people excited for superhero movies.
I think it's very funny. You know, Marvel did that thing last year where they were like, hey, we're stepping back. We're releasing one movie and a couple of TV shows. And that way we can make stuff good again instead of just churning it out. But I think that probably, I mean, I'm glad they did it. But it definitely made me stop thinking about superhero movies. You know what I mean?
Which is nice.
Well, I love it. Yeah, it's great. But it definitely, I think, it helped the world move on slightly.
Yeah.
Where I don't think the fact that this is a... There used to be a point where the fact that this is a Superman movie would be bums in seats. I don't know if that's true anymore.
I Yeah, look, I reckon this will make, you know what, I reckon it'll make a Billy.
All right.
I reckon it will.
Whoa.
Fuck it. Okay. I'm going all in.
You've chosen hope.
Yeah. Look, I was like this with DP and W.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to be like this with SM.
Superman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I think Superman is still a very recognizable symbol.
Captain America is bad, which comes out like 3 months earlier. Yeah. That will damage Superman.
No.
Yes,
no,
it will.
Nah. Not at all.
Marvel has damaged DC before.
Yeah, but not like this.
Okay.
You got to imagine, because like, I don't want to make some sort of like, you know, wide sweeping allegations about certain sub, like, you know, movie going audience.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's something a little different about this Captain America than the previous Captain America.
No, I mean critically.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to get, like, that doesn't matter. Okay. That doesn't fucking matter. Like, I think that won't matter at all.
You still reckon a Billy?
I still think a Billy.
I don't think it's going to hit.
600.
I think it's going to hit a Billy.
The Batman
900.
Only made 700.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they were bad films. Batman was confusing because it was coming out in a time when there was bad films.
Yeah, but
with everything going on.
Does the general movie going public, remembering that they did just see Henry Cavill as Superman at the end of Black Adam.
No one saw that.
That is true. No one did see Black Adam.
Everyone's like, yeah. I think it's been long enough as well. Also, there wasn't like a current, like maybe, because when the Batman was coming out with Pat Fleck.
Yeah.
What's his name again?
Ben Affleck.
Yeah. He's like that. That was still like, what's going on with that whole thing? Because like the Flash was still going on. Like,
yeah.
And all of that. So that was a very confusing thing. We know that's all dead now.
Yeah. The Batman made $772 million.
Since the last Superman film.
Yeah, yeah.
And the fact that we're like, this guy looks nothing like Henry Cavill.
Do you think that...
I think people are going to be like, yeah, I'm sold. It's been a while since we've seen a decent superhero film. Mm. And I think... you're going to get people who like need that kind of like semblance of hope, need that semblance of like nostalgia, because like, hey man, I still remember, you know, I went to see this with my dad and now I've got grandkids.
I was the horse that hurt Chris Reeves.
Horse was going to see this
yeah,
film?
A horse, an old, really old
real
horse.
Real old horse.
Pay respects.
Yeah. Nice.
I think a lot of people have a lot of fond memories of say the re-Superman. I think Superman means, you know, a lot to a lot of people. So I think it's going to make a Billy, and I think a lot of people will be like, you know what? I'm gonna back this. It looks interesting. It looks different. Is hope?
Yeah.
And it also looks like you can take your kid to this.
Yes, that's true.
Superman starts a trailer with blood pouring out of his face,
but there's a dog.
Yeah.
But there's a dog.
There's a dog. Yeah,
that he gets whistled while blood snot is pouring out of his mouth. And when he whistles, he shoots the blood snot, which I noticed on Bullet Watch the trailer again.
Still take kids.
I think that the general audience has been scorned too much by recent serious-looking superhero movies, Joker 2, et cetera.
Yeah, just Joker 2. I don't know. I think this is so like
it's not gonna
far
make a
removed
Billy.
From that. Yeah. I reckon it'll make a Billy close to 900, but I reckon it'll make – I reckon it'll like
– I think it's going to – 600. I honestly think it's probably going to flop. Thinking about it now – yeah. I think if the most recent superhero movie that went gangbusters was Deadpool and Wolverine, and I think this is like almost the exact opposite of that in terms of tone.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like...
And not only that, but every other superhero movie that came out last year was a financial disaster.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't...
Craven made 600... made 60 million, which is... Whew,
bad.
Madam Web, 100 million.
Yeah.
Joker 2, 200 million.
Like, I get that there's a difference between Madam Web and Superman. Yes. In terms like, of the no, cachet in, like, of,
yes.
as a character.
There's a, yeah. Yeah, there's a difference there. But there's also a difference of like the caliber of people making this and also the fact that it's...
I think it'll be a good movie.
It's a decent movie, and I think word of mouth will spread that, hey, it's a really decent movie, you should watch this. It's like, hey, like superhero films are back. It's like an incredible performance by everyone involved.
Yeah.
You really should see this in the cinema.
And it's good
fantastic.
To see David Corn sweat.
Yeah. It's great to see David Corn sweat.
Yeah.
I wanted to do well, but I just don't think
the movie will be good, and I'm excited to see it.
Yeah.
It will not make $1 billion.
Yeah.
I am also excited for Supergirl. That will also not make $1
billion. It's probably going to make significantly... Whatever Superman made, it will make less.
Unless David Corn sweat is in the movie.
Yes.
And it's like a... it's one of those situations where it's like, oh, like what they did with some of the Phase 3 movies of Marvel, which I'm going to refer to as the last time Marvel was good.
Yeah.
Nice. Where it's like the next movie in the series, even though it's not, so like fucking, I don't know, you get like Captain America Civil War, and then the next movie you're like, well, it's not a sequel, but like, it's kind of happening.
It's connected, yeah.
So
yeah.
Like if Supergirl's like that, but if it's, I mean, the comic that it's based on, that is not the case.
It's not the case,
Best of luck to the DCU. Don't fire James Gunn straight away, even though when you look at the box office, you're going to really want
to. Well, yeah, that's what that's my greatest fear, because I think that...
Chapter one, you can ditch the chapter one thing, because it'll be chapter, this is the only one.
Because, like, you got to remember with the MCU, Iron Man did very well.
Mm-hmm.
Captain America did very well. Right?
No, those movies didn't, like, Phase 1 movies, they, like, made
money. They were a surprise hit. They were a surprise. Absolutely.
But also, like, stuff like Thor, everybody kind of agreed, stunk.
No.
At the time, that's what I remember the critical response being. They were like, man, the original Thor is the bad movie in the MCU. Like, I remember that being sort of general opinion. They were like, oh, yeah.
When it first came out, you go, Kenneth Branagh is directing, it's going to be very Shakespearean, but everybody was like, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, it was fine.
You got to give that whole, you know, world room to grow and stuff. And I hope the DC was afforded the same
thing. This weird thing, because I really do hope that, yes, they give this time to grow. Because it's kind of like, it's weird, right? Because they're kind of damn if they do, damn if they don't. Say, for example, it makes a Billy. The next movie that comes out, then they'll be like, because the higher ups are dog shit for brains. They're like, well, the next one's got to make at least another million. Another Billy. So, like, it has to do better.
Yeah.
And you really hope to be like, no, stop.
I think a Billy is the magic number, though, of like, if it makes a Billy and then the next one makes 700 million, that's fine.
Yeah. Because
they've got the one Billy. Yeah. But if this makes 600 million and then Supergirl makes 400 million.
Yeah. Lights out. That's lights out for the DC.
But yeah, like, I mean, like, Phase one, Iron Man made like nearly 600 million, which was crazy for the time. Incredible Hulk, though, made 250 million with a $150 million budget. Mm. Iron Man 2, 600 million, so slightly better. Thor, 400 million.
Mm hmm.
They're not like, I mean, also this is fucking 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It's not 20 years ago. Sorry to everyone that just got scared about how old they are. It's 15 years
Once
ago.
Once again, the temporal location of based on speculation is called into question.
The original Captain America only made 103. Mm. I mean, that's probably a good example. Yeah. Like, the original Captain America was the lowest grossing film.
Right.
Because I don't know if people, because also Superman... Kind of a symbol of America.
Yeah.
Is that what people want right now?
There is
a symbol of a different America, I guess.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. Make Hamilton too. That's what people want.
That's gonna make the money, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Have we got
I don't know. I hope it makes a Billy. Look, by the sounds of it, it's like it probably won't. But I really do hope it does. Yeah.
And James Gunn will. He won't get to make a Superman 2.
Yeah, I think you might be right. But I hope that's not the case. I hope we're proved wrong.
Mm.
Have we got a swing for the fence real quick to wrap it up?
It will make $1 billion.
Nice, yeah. I think they'll introduce that super ape that Superman has sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Bubbles? Or was that Michael Jackson's ape?
Bubbles is Michael Jackson's ape.
Yeah.
Actually, do you reckon this will be the type of movie with a post-credits tease? I guess the fact that Supergirl's in this movie, that'll probably be the post credit.
Yeah. I hope they don't do it. I hope they're like, you know what? That's not us. That's not what we do this year. We're not going to do it.
James Gunn likes post credit scenes. Guardians of the Galaxy 2 had like 12 or something.
That was Marvel.
That was Marvel's thing.
That was Gunn, though.
I also think
that they're going to be... It was Ferris Bueller's thing first.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We should rebrand post credit scenes as Bueller's. Just to go out for the Bueller?
Yeah. Oh, dude, mid-Bueller.
Also, like, there was a Bueller in the Super Mario movie.
Yeah, that's true. There was a Bueller. It was that Yoshi is coming.
Mm.
Who cares? Beppo was the ape I was thinking of.
Ah, classic.
Beppo's an awesome name.
He's not even an ape. He just looks like that.
Shout out to Beppo.
Shout out to Beppo. Bueller's
and shout out to Beppo appearing in the Superman Bueller.
Swing of Fences. I reckon.
Tease Batman in the post-credit scene.
Go full crazy. No, I reckon it's good. We're going to also... this is not amusing for a fan. So it's going to be like, it's going to be like a rom-com as well. I think it might be anyway.
Yeah, very possible.
Kevin Smith cameo.
Whoa. Kevin Feige cameo. Oh.
Kevin Smith cameo is not super out of
I was like, why?
But they could do it.
Has he written much for Superman?
Yeah, he wrote Superman... Flyby or whatever, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah. I think so.
Yeah, wasn't Kevin Smith and... Because Kevin Smith and Tim Burton had a huge fight over it. And now Tim Burton's like, I hope Kevin Smith dies or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Nick, yeah, yeah. He wrote the screenplay. Yeah, you're right, right, right.
Mm. Well, had a shot at it.
And it would be the second time Kevin Smith would be referenced in a superhero property in an insane way, because let's not forget the Captain Marvel Stan Lee cameo.
That's right. What the
where
hell?
Where he's reading...
He's reading the script.
For more
Why would they do that?
To make Kevin Smith cry, which happened.
What about this? Okay, this is my final swing for
Snoochie
the fans.
Booches.
Snoochie Booches.
Snoot. Doesn't matter. Continue.
Imagine this movie just goes full multiverse. In the first...
It might.
That's what I know. It might. It might.
Well, I mean, it could go...
They could do it. Imagine this Superman's from a different universe. Just out the gate.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, from Earth 2.
I would be like, people don't learn lessons, and that rocks.
Yeah, they immediately, the first movie, setting up Crisis on Infinite Earth.
They could.
Yeah.
You know... Not, you know, if it was the DCEU again, if it was anyone other than Gunn, that would be my prediction.
Well, I mean, like, DC have shown that they wanted to get all their guys out straight away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Maybe Crisis of Infinite Earths is what this movie's about. Superboy punches space so hard that he rips
it
all
dies,
the dimensions or whatever.
Swing for the fence here, I reckon. Peacemaker cameo.
Oh, yeah, nice.
It's like, look, it's a safe swing.
Yeah, but you're probably right. Yeah, yeah.
He's doing the dance.
Oh,
from
the
intro.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or at least, oh, yeah. Like, maybe the
John Cena is currently retiring from WWE.
Oh,
at time of recording.
Oh, my God.
Now you know it's 2025, because 2025 is Cena's retirement year.
Okay.
Wow.
He came second in the Royal Rumble. See, there we go.
There we go.
There's
now
a present
event. Update the episode.
Or I'm in the pocket of WWE and revealing secrets.
Peacemaker's team, maybe cameo. Like, either Peacemaker himself
or
that whole team.
They're keeping that fucking team out of this movie for sure, just because they were in the Black Adam post-credits. No, the Shazam 2 post-credits scene, and everyone was like, what the fuck does this mean? And then they were like, we don't know why they did that.
Yeah, that's right.
Is Amanda Waller in Creature Commander?
Yes.
Okay. And it's
they do the classic DCEU post-credits scene where Amanda Waller's like, hey, fuckhead, I'm putting together a team and I hate you.
Suicide Squad is the next movie somehow. A third crack.
No, she did it in fucking...
Oh, yeah. She did. She did do it in... God. It's so funny, Henry Cavill being like, I'm back as Superman.
I quit I'm The not. Witcher. Can I come back for The Witcher?
Mm.
Oh.
And if people like, he's a champion of nerds and Henry Cavill gets
sucks,
the bad
dude.
End of the stick, he sucks. Look up his dating history and his comments on women.
I just always remember when all the Me Too stuff was like kicking off and he was like, you can't even talk to a broad.
Yeah. People are like, no, he's just a gamer.
He's just a gamer, dude. He's just like me, but hot. He's like, no.
Wrong.
If he was unattractive...
Well, I mean, he might be just like you, but hot, but you're not a good
he's
guy.
Got yeah.
Henry
That's
Cavill
not a good
has
thing.
A wretched soul, I'll say it to you. He's a wretched man. Well, now that we've got the classic baseless speculation slammed out of
the way. Well, I looked up me claiming that Lachlan Murdoch wants to suck off his own dad might come back to bite me, because they've sued so many people.
That's awesome.
That's very funny.
Well, oh well.
We set them up, they knock us down.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been
this
Joel.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we're in the BS Boys, and we're back for 2025, the current year.
Mmm. Yeah. Wink.